Well, welcome everyone to the Calling Vision. This is a place where we explore and honor the idea that your vision has selected and is inviting you to bring it into form. When you choose to align and partner with that vision, you can change the world. This is Bibi Harding, your host, and today I have as my guest Dr. Abiola Olodoki. I want to say a few words about Dr. Abiola before we get started here. So one of the first things is that she started her, she's a multipreneur and a serial entrepreneur, and she actually started being an entrepreneur at the age of 13. And this is where she started serving up hibiscus beverages to the people who went to church. And then today, she actually has three different businesses. The first one is called O&A Wellness. The second one is called Empowered Entrepreneurs. And the third one is called the Homefront Warriors Project, which is actually a nonprofit that works with veterans with PTSD, active service members, as well as law enforcement and first responders. She is a military veteran herself from the US Army and has worked for the home health industry, a federal contracting company, and US Air Force. She utilizes her various trainings and experiences in psychology, applied neurosciences, neurotherapy, clinical nutrition, functional medicine, and manual therapies at her O&A Wellness Clinic that she's the founder of. She brings a comprehensive, whole person approach to the health and professional success of her clients. So, welcome, Dr. Abiola, and
Thank you. Thank you
hopefully,
for having me.
well, all right, I'm grateful that you're here. And do you feel like I left anything out of your introduction there?
No, I think that pretty much covered it all. Thank you. Thank you.
The things that I really appreciated, I looked at your websites, and one of the things that I noticed on there is that you have kind of an unusual way of approaching coaching people for business. And that is
Yes.
that you work to bring them whole, into a sense of wholeness around their physical body, their nutrition, their mental cognition, and everything else. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes. So as we just mentioned, just in the brief bio, my background is in, psychology, applied neuroscience, functional medicine, clinical nutrition, manual therapy, et cetera, et cetera. And I put all of that together to actually help my patients and my clients and the people that I coach in the business world, because from how we are, it's an individual that actually brings forth ideas that help the business. And when the individual or individuals, when we're not healthy, our businesses suffer. So looking at business health and business success from the whole person perspective and is a great way to help a person increase their revenue. And with a lot of my, clientele, that's what we find to be the case, because when they are well in their bodies, their business can actually thrive.
That is pretty awesome. And I'm very curious how you, I'm going to say stumbled upon that, because that's not a normal mode. So I'm imagining that, you sat someplace one day and had a great aha about how to do this. And
Yes.
wondering if you can share that.
Yes, thank you. So the aha actually came with me. So when I was starting my work, I wanted to start doing the consulting work and working, as we call it, moonlighting, while I had
Aha.
my regular, my day job. My health, when my health started to suffer, that was a clear picture of, oh goodness, you cannot do these things that you want to do if you're not in the best health that you can be. And because of the psychology and applied neuroscience, background, being able to actually look at brain power, brain capacity, and the bandwidth that a person is able to have to be able to work, and the energy that they bring into it, because the brain is involved in all of those things, and in how productive a person will be, was the biggest aha that I got from my own personal experience and saying, I can't go to work. And so I could go into my regular job and take time off. So I did a lot of presenteeism and as well as being absent from work because I could not function on some days. But doing my own personal business that I was trying to start, I had to set that aside. So to meet that requirement and to start the new business, the wellness company that I wanted to start, I knew that I needed to have my health. So that was basically my aha. And then with, my clientele, that's been the same for them because they come in, they would start with health because they have a physical ailment or something that is bothering them. And then we move into, they come back and say, I was actually able to do this with my work. Even people that were employees were being able to apply and get promoted and do their work with ease. So it's those things that was like, this is a very unique way to look at people in the business world and take care of that foundational piece that is missing because we focus on marketing, we focus on sales, but we don't put a lot of attention on the person or persons that are going to be doing those marketing, doing the sales, the brains behind the brain, so to speak.
I like that. So one of the questions that I've got for you on this is, all right, so you had your aha moment about, you weren't physically able to sustain starting the business. How much of your, I'm going to call it multiple studies, did you have underneath your belt at that time? Was it something that you had a whole spectrum of them, or did you then say, okay, now I want to do this, and so I'm going to go learn about this?
Yeah, so at the time I was actually, I just had my psychology, credentials then, and I was kind of like interested in nutrition, but I wasn't sure how to go about it. And then when I became, ill, it was nutrition that saved me. It was, functional medicine that saved me. And that led to looking at other things. So that was where I started to study with the brain because I could do the work with my mental state and with my brain, but I told people, I was like, it felt like, I didn't have the right gas in my gas tank. So I couldn't really fuel my brain properly. So then, seeing someone with functional medicine, clinical nutrition background, and I loved the results that I got, that it made me go, okay, I'm going to go back to school and go study that. So then I did. And while I'm doing that, I became interested in just manual manipulation because some of the things that I was studying was talking about the importance of proper, alignment and proper muscle function and how they relate to pain and injury and how we move, our movement and our mobility and our range of motion. So then I went to start studying osteopathic manipulation and body work, manual therapy. And I also am interested in the spiritual aspects of things and just how we are as a person and everything. So I started looking at what are the other parts that make us a whole person and the things that influence our daily living. So then I studied Ayurveda, as well, and wanted to become an acupuncturist, but the school near me closed. So I couldn't go to acupuncture school, but I read up on acupuncture and, traditional Chinese medicine, like just the aspects of it that could benefit my work. And with it being very close to Ayurveda, it was very easy for me to understand a lot of the processes. So that's been the evolution.
Very interesting. So before you started ONA Wellness, or at least the entrepreneurial section of it, how many years
Yes.
transpired between you working on you and then you actually taking it forward and working with others?
It was less than 2 years.
Well, that's
It
pretty
was less
fast.
than 2 years. Yes. Well, I got better very quickly. Like it was, it was less than 30 days that, I went from being unable to get out of bed to getting out of bed and, I could jump up and down. I remember because I could not even pick myself up and
Well,
stand up straight. That was how bad I was. And being able to stand up and move around and eat and just have the energy, I was like, wow, okay, this is. And so as I was getting better, I started studying. So, and I was able to hold both and, really do everything, like go to work, study at my leisure time, and, continue to take care of myself. Because I'm the type of person that when I decide to do something, I'll go full in. So I don't half step. It's like, okay, this is what I gotta do. I'm doing it.
Okay, I like that. So when you start to work with people, and especially they come to you for the entrepreneurial part, how do they respond to the fact that you say things like, "Well, what we're going to do is we're going to work with you holistically. We're going to make sure that this—I think you called it the six pillars—are going to
Yes.
be aligned here." Do they look at you like you're a little crazy or?
Oh yes. I get the crazy look. I get the how what does this have to do with business? But which is why, before I actually start working with someone, we'll talk a little bit because it's very different. It requires a little bit of a paradigm shift. Talking and saying, I'm going to be measuring and looking at, the levels of neurotransmitters in your brain. And I'm going to look at what's going on in your gut. And then I'm going to, want to do a cognitive assessment and take all of that together and try and figure out why or and translate all of that information into your business. And so it's everything coming together, and they look because they just go, "What are you talking about? I just need to be able to increase my productivity." And I say, "Yeah, we need to see how your health is affecting your productivity, because it's not just about, you being able to pick up the pen." And I usually give an analogy. I'll tell people, and I said, "If you think about your brain power and your brain capacity," and I said, "If you don't have the fuel to run the car, the car is going to stop, and then you have to replenish, you have to put fuel in it. And if you're trying to redline because you're just revving the engine and you're going, and the car is going to eventually stop." And I said, "That's what happens when we don't put that foundational piece in and take care of that." So we can half step and half fast everything and just say, "Oh, I'm not at my best, but I could do a little bit." But if you were at your best, you could do a lot more with less time, because now you have more brain power, you have more brain capacity, you have more body capacity to actually get things done. And in that frame of mind, they get it, because when I give, those types of, analogies and just say, and let's look at the metaphor there, like what's going on with you, and being able to address each of those areas, then it makes sense. But initially, it's because it's different. They're like, I don't know how this is going to." And I also enjoy the, business aspect of it, because I do have the executive coaching, background as well, with being able to calculate the cost benefit analysis. And that usually is the clincher. It's like, how much is it costing you now, versus how much you could be, expending, how less you could be expending and generating more with your business.
What's been your experience in you lay this out for a person for them to be able to adopt it? Because this is a change in lifestyle, for them.
Yes,
And I imagine,
yes.
I mean, I know some of the changes I've had to make in my lifestyle, and they have not been easy. So,
Yes.
what do you run into when you start talking to people in this way?
Yeah, I think that's, it's beneficial because of the psychology and neuroscience background to be able to, even before we do like a cognitive assessment to see where their cognitive processes are. Just in conversation, the things that people say give me a very good idea of what's happening, within the mind and, the brain. Like, people would tell me things, and that helps for me to understand, okay, where are they? And also, within psychology, we have something called motivational interviewing process. And so, with motivation, using the, MI process, being able to understand where the individual is in their journey, that helps to for them to better understand, okay, I'm not quite ready to change, or I'm ready to change, but this is how much I want to. And that guides the conversation and how we work together and being able to see what's possible. So that's a big aspect of the whole thing and the buy-in that people have.
When I had a question and now it's gone completely away. So when people start seeing results and see the connectivity between their, I'm going to call it their physicality, their mental, and everything else, that increases their awareness. How long on an average does it take before they start experiencing, the higher cognitive function, I'm going to call it pain-free, existence, those kinds of things? Is it a long journey or a short one?
So it depends on what we start with. So I've experienced the spectrum at this point. It's been over 20 years now in this work. I've had people that when we started, we say, okay, what's the biggest pain points that we want to work with? And what's the biggest thing that is keeping you up at night, keeping you from actually generating the income that you are? So if they have physical pain, then I'll start there with them. So we bring down the physical pain because what I found is if a person is physically in pain, their ability to actually think about what they need to do much more reduced. It's very difficult. And the same thing, if somebody has a digestive issue, we'll start there. So we start from where the biggest concern, the biggest issue is for them. And that's, once we identify that, we agree on what we want to work with. But we have metrics and we're tracking everything through the entire process. So we've had situations where, with an individual working together, it's as little as 3 weeks, there's a big difference, and they can say, you know what, I used to have to sleep for 12 hours. Now I can actually sleep regularly, and that's more time. And with that, I was able to follow up with this client and do this, and that resulted in this. And so we can see those things. So, and I've had people that were, it took a lot longer for them to get up to that. So the issues, the concerns that we start with, and also just the amount of effort and the work, because some people I meet with every week, some people it takes a while, some people need to come to my location to get actual treatment. So I do intensive treatments that can quickly fast track, over a period of days, what we could do in 3 months. So depending on if they're able to come and do those things, that would actually help get them to where they need to get to faster. So it can be, we've seen anywhere from, 3 weeks being able to start being productive to 3 months.
Very nice. So you've mentioned that, you've been doing this for a good 20 years. What's the thing that keeps your flame going, in this era?
Yes. So, this is not, like I've had to think about just my journey, my life, and who I am and what I do and why I get so much joy from this. Before this call, I was just finishing up, an appointment, and just the things that can happen for an individual and what I have witnessed in my work and what's possible, is nothing short of miraculous with just what we see. And being able to experience that with people, as well as how I've experienced it within myself, because there are a lot of problems that I used to have that are just things of the past, and with helping people. So that keeps me going. And I also, for fun, because I don't take myself too seriously. And my patients and my clients know, like with the work, like we joke, we laugh, and we cry, everything comes together. Like I've told people, I'm like, okay, what's going on? We have to have a pity party, so let's throw it out. And we need to cry a lot, we'll do that. We need to laugh a lot, we'll have belly laughs. And so it runs the spectrum. But with all of that, I also get to do some aesthetic work, and that's kind of what I have as my balance. So I have a little bit of a vain side. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't want too many wrinkles.
I'm sorry, I lost you there. Abiola, okay. So you were talking about being vain and doing something, and that's when I lost you. There you are.
into aesthetics work with, you know, my patients requiring, I'm like, oh, now that I've lost all this weight and I feel great, I don't like hugging. So yeah, so we get to work with that. And so that's how I balance everything out and not feel so bogged down. But I truly enjoy the work that I'm doing with people and just the results that we get, that it doesn't feel like I'm working.
So I'm just going to ask you a question here. So if blank were to happen, it would change the world. So how would you fill in the blank?
If everyone's brains were to be worked on, it would change the world, like to be improved.
Okay. And so say more about that.
Yes, so I just with my experience and with, you know, my clientele and other people that regularly do brain work personally and professionally, what we find is, you know, the more a person's brain is re better regulated, the more happier we are, the more mental capabilities we have, the more we can put out into the world, the more productive we are. So if we were all to regularly work to improve our brains, I think the world would be a much better place. And I firmly believe that we would probably have less violence and less problems, because people will be happy and we will solve problems better. And I think it also feeds into our spirituality as well when our mental processes are better and we are happier, we're less stressed. And that all has a lot to do with our central and autonomic nervous systems. And so having that helps us to be better human beings who is fulfilling their purpose in life.
So one of the things that I appreciate about the work that you're doing here is that you're taking that holistic approach. And I'm noticing, I'm not sure if you're noticing this, but I'm noticing that especially post-COVID, that there has been an even stronger segregation of disciplines. It's like, you know, this doctor gets to do this, this doctor gets to do this, this doctor gets to do this, this one gets to do that. So how is it that I guess the standing that you have in your community, do people like look at you and say, wow, that's a really good thing to be doing? Or do people expect you to fall in line with you should only be taking care of one thing?
Well, yes, and I will tell you that, you know, when I first started, and even now, there are people that when they meet me and they hear me, they just completely blank out because they're like, I don't even understand how you can say all of those things all together. Like, just you telling me what it is that you do is enough to just overwhelm them, not to talk of actually being the person that is at the helm of all of that. And I think within, you know, being a functional medicine practitioner, functional medicine allows for having a multimodal, like holistic approach, because that's actually what it is. We're looking at the root cause of the problem. And for me, investigating the root cause with everything that I've studied and everything that I know and that I understand is helpful to my patients and my clients. Because I'm not just looking from the lens of, oh, okay, just from the psychology and neuroscience lens. I'm looking at it from the nutrition lens. I'm looking at it from, you know, their posture, like all the other lenses that really make us a whole person. Because, you know, pain is always a good example. If a person is in pain and it's because they're out of alignment and they go see a chiropractor and they're not in pain, that's better, right? So you have to look at it from that perspective. Or if it's a muscular, you know, issue and their muscles, they have an injury in the muscle and they get, you know, that taken care of, then they're able to move better freely and function. So we have to look at all of those things. And I think that even though there are specializations, we don't do an effective job of addressing a person's needs if we don't look at them as a whole person. And that's been the thing that my, you know, my patients and my clients tell me. They're like, you know, what I love I didn't understand it at first, but I love your comprehensive, approach where because we discover things that are impeding performance that weren't so obvious to them.
Right. It's like you get an opportunity to really lean into that song. What is it? The shin bone's connected to the thigh bone connected
Yes.
to the hip bone.
Even though it is
Yeah,
not anatomically correct, but
exactly. We're going to skip over muscles and stuff, right?
and then which bones connected to what? You're like, what? That is not even the what? Never mind. It's
Yeah, which.
it's the geeky nerdiness
Oh, I can appreciate that. So I
coming
have a question for you in terms, I know that when you and I talk, that you come from Nigeria, and that if I remember
Yes.
correctly, you said you came to the United States when you were 23, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, something. So what is it that took you from Nigeria to the US, and is your yearning and your desire, to help people be more cognitively in balance and everything, is that something that came from being in Nigeria to start with, or is it something that you adopted after you got here?
So I've always been, I think the person that I am now, I've always been that, and that drive, that, ability, to do, to achieve the ambition is, I think I was born with it, because there are so many things that I was doing when I was a child. Like I dabbled in everything. So I have that. That process, I think it's innate as I've come to understand about myself and also just from what people tell me and how I grew up and what my parents told me and the things that I witnessed, when I was able to actually sit back and be reflective about what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. So I've always ventured out, do different things, gather experiences. And so when I moved to the US and came here, I just continued to do the same thing. And I actually think having that background made it easier for me coming to the US because I got here, I only knew my brother and his family. And then a few months later, I was out on my own and just
Well,
braving New York. And then I joined the military. I did all of that, in less than 18 months,
wow.
started work, joined the military, was gone, went to basic training, and then said, hey, I would like to go to Korea. And I went to Korea and then Germany, and then I left and I came back and worked for the Department of Defense. But I've just always been that person that just goes in. I can see things a lot better, and I think I kind of leap ahead with so many things, and I've always had the ability to do two, three things at the same time. I would joke sometimes with my clients, and I say, if I had been born in the US, I probably would have been put on medication for attention deficit because, they would have said that I had attention deficit because I just was, I ping ponged a lot. Even
Yeah.
with living, like I didn't live with my parents the entire time. I went off to boarding school at some point. I went to go live with this relative, that relative, and I just lived everywhere and whatever, caught my fancy, and I was like, okay, I gotta go. I remember one time my dad was actually out of the country, and I asked my mom, and I clear transferred to another school entirely in another city. Yeah, just because I was like, I don't want to go to that school anymore. I want to go to this one. And my mom was like, we have to wait for your dad. And I said, nope, I'm doing it. We have to do it now. So we did. And then my dad, came back, from his work trip in the UK. And my mom's like, oh, she's transferred schools. And he's like, all righty
It sounds like, to me, it sounds an awful lot like, you find something that has an interest for you, and then you just go into it. Like you said, once you've made a decision, you jump all in. I'm aware that
Yes.
you've got an appointment coming up, so, but
Oh, I
hate
actually
to
was
end
just
abruptly.
letting you know that I moved the time, so we're good for a few more minutes. Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yes.
So I like your adventuresome spirit, if nothing else. And I'm thinking in human design terms, I'm going, oh, okay, manifesting generator, three line, probably opposites, those kind of things.
Yes, yes. I have a few people that, do human design, and when I talk with them extensively, and they're going, "Goodness gracious." And I said, "Yeah, and they go, "What's your birthday?" And I said, "I'm not sure you want to type me." And then, I give them the information, but I don't know what time I was born. And I've asked my mom, and she, my mom, my parents have excellent memory, both of them. And my mom, her memory is like intact, but she does not remember the time her children were born.
Well, she had
So,
other more important things to
yeah,
be doing.
that's what she said. She's like, "I was too busy giving birth. I was not paying attention to
That was all.
I was too busy giving birth. I wasn't paying attention." So I just usually, I'm like, "I can give you the date of birth, but I can't tell you what time I was born. So do what you can." But they go, "Oh, okay, so manifestor, generator, you must be, and I was like, "Yeah, if you say so." But it sounds just on point for me. And I'm very grateful that my parents, in their wisdom, and I think it was more a lot of inquiry too, because they were just like very observant with what is she going to do next. They allowed me to just flourish and just go forth and prosper and venture into things and get myself in trouble. And pull me out and help me when I got myself in trouble, but I got myself in trouble a lot, and that was part of my learning.
I can imagine that, especially if you had the three line, that would be an imperative thing, is that you need to learn by
Yes.
doing.
Yes.
You learn what to do and what not to do.
Yes.
So
Yes.
if people wanted to get a hold of you, what would be the best way for them to do that?
So they can email. Because we have multiple websites that address different things, usually, and we have the same email across a lot of the websites except for one. So they can email, and that will get you to us. And they can also text. So 805-757. Sorry, wrong number. 805. I was like, "No, that's a wrong number." 805-867. What is the rest of our number? 867. Ah, okay. I have no idea why I just like blanked out on that number. 867-7298. I was thinking of
Eight
different
six seven
numbers.
seven two nine eight. I was just gonna
Yes,
look up what number I reached out to you on.
Yes, because there's three numbers in my brain, and I started to, as you notice, when I see 757, I started to get the numbers mixed up. Lots of sevens in the numbers. So confusing. So 805-867-7298 to text or call, but I always recommend texting. And the email is info, INFO, at oawellnessgroup.com, all one word, OA. The word wellness group.com. So that's the email. I am also on Instagram. So directly it's dr.abiola on Instagram. We also have the business pages on Instagram. Be Well Fit is one. The Dr. Abiola is tied to the Empowered Entrepreneurs program. And on Facebook, I don't personally do anything on Facebook with my personal page, but people can direct message and ask a question. I just always ask that people let me know or let us know, because it will be my team that will look at the email and then see all the even the text messages and make sure that it's not somebody that is like spamming or anything like that. So if they just say, "Oh, I heard you here, and I wanted to get in touch, or I wanted to connect," then that helps us
Okay,
with our
so I noticed that on your website that it looked as if a person can just click on a link and it took them to Messenger. Is that right? Is it Messenger or just text
Yes,
messaging?
yes.
Yeah,
Yeah, it
which
takes
is
them
kind of,
to Messenger. Yes.
yeah. I found that I was going, I was being very envious when I saw
Yes,
that.
that is the work of my team, just like making it easy so that people can, when they click, it just goes directly to Messenger, and that, comes through Facebook, so we can see from the business pages and they can actually, talk. So that's helpful, because some people are like, oh, I found your personal page and I messaged you, and I said, I don't do that. And I said, if you look, you will see that I don't post anything personally. And they're like, why not? And I said, I don't need anybody to know what I ate for breakfast. It's,
Oh,
and
a
I said,
kindred
I don't,
spirit.
you know. Yeah, and I said, I don't need to. And I don't honestly have the time to, just be posted regularly. So I focus more on the business sense. And I do understand that, yeah, you want to know what's going on with a person, but I've always enjoyed the, the direct interaction. And I engage in the groups that I'm in on Facebook. That's about the, the engagements that I would like to be part of and continue to do. And I also have, I must confess, biggest reason why I actually stopped, being on Facebook all the time. And I did the same thing with YouTube as well. And because I was like, I'll get started and I'll get lost, because I enjoy all the animal videos. Like if a cat's doing something, the dog is doing something, the sea otter, I just go down the rabbit hole with all the animals. And before I know it, it's like 3 hours is done and I've done nothing but just watch animal videos and laugh. And I jump from animals to, comics, like make me laugh, So that's my whole time. And that's all I would be posting if I were regularly active. But I also realized that I was wasting a lot of time. Because as you can see, I have a few things that I am involved in, and I'd much rather spend the time sitting there contemplating or working out how best to help somebody, be more productive and work with them, with their lives, than chase the, because I literally do chase rabbits, on the Facebook. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Okay. And then, YouTube shows me the next one and that's it. I jump on it. So I
I'm
said, okay,
laughing.
nope, too much.
I'm laughing here because I can so relate to that. That's probably one of the things that will attract my attention too.
Yes.
And I know that
Yeah.
one of
And when
the
you start with one, yeah, you start with
things
one, you just keep going. So don't even get started. Like, case in point, yesterday I don't know, something about Celia Cruz. So, and I was like, oh, cow, mini pica. So I go on online and I pulled up the song because I wanted to just hear that, and she's singing. And today everything that's showing up in my feed is more Celia Cruz songs. So, and I was like, nope, I'm not going, I'm not going. And that's how they get you. So you look for one thing and then they're like, oh, here's another song. And then you're like, oh, okay, let me just listen. And I could turn it on and just listen as I'm working, but if people are dancing, so then I want to see the dance moves because that's entertaining. So, and then I'm like, oh goodness gracious, I've just spent 30 minutes. And now that's, I didn't get something done. So I just say, okay, no. I'm just not gonna do it at all. And with responding to everybody, and I also frankly don't want people getting upset because I didn't like this stuff in time, because it can be upsetting for people. They're like, I posted and you didn't respond. And I'm like, oh, I was sleeping. I was sleeping. I was taking a nice
Was doing
rest.
something else. Oops.
Yeah, or I was working, or I was on a walk, or I was meditating, so dancing. I'd rather do those things than just like sit there and like keep posting on Facebook. So I think I'm old school in that way, and I probably will not. But for work, I am on Facebook, for that aspect. So I just usually tell people, let coming from that route, and engage that way, because we'll respond. Versus trying to engage me directly. I'm not very good at that.
I can relate to that. So, if you were to give some final parting wisdom that you would like to share with people, what would that be?
Ah, take care of your health. Nothing is going to work well. Nothing is going to happen. All your wishes, dreams are not going to come to fruition if your health and your well-being and your brain and your mind are not in alignment, because they will not support your goals. You can have the wish, you can have the desire, but they need to be on board. And people are like, well, you're talking about it like they're people. And I said, well, you have to regard them as, parts of you, because the brain, the mind, our bodies will not work well if we don't take care of them. And they will work with less capacity, and that affects everything that we're trying to do. So that would be my advice, is to prioritize your health and your well-being, every aspect of it, in order to achieve, to be the person that you were meant to be, why you're here, and to make the difference that you want to make. It is important, because we are not able to make any difference if we ourselves are not well.
Very good wisdom there. Thank you for being a bright light in the universe. And
Ah,
thank
my
you for your
pleasure.
time
Thank
today.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're here. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Same here.